A lot of wildlife comes through here.
Gary Tyson is one of just two residents living year-round on Clear Lake in Iron County.
Coyotes and wolves crossing the lake.
Unless you count the non-human residents, of course.
There was a fox that ran through here, and it was brilliant red against the white background. It was pretty cool.
Despite the rural setting, Tyson's cabin-like home had at least some internet almost 15 years ago.
And it was dial-up, it was very slow, but at least, and frustrating. But at least I could get some access.
Tyson had lived for years in Washington, D.C., working at the headquarters of the World Bank and traveling internationally. But he had an idea. Could he telecommute from Wisconsin and keep his job?
So was there initial skepticism? Yeah.
The World Bank cautiously said yes, and Tyson became one of just nine of the agency's 9,000 worldwide employees working remotely. The agency works on global international development and poverty issues, with projects often in the hundreds of millions of dollars. In his woodsy Mercer home office, Tyson was plugged in during the 2000s, among the first serious wave of telecommuters in Iron County.
For me, it worked, and there's no reason why it couldn't work for other people who met certain conditions.
Tyson is retired now, although he's continued to work on projects like consulting for the Dutch government from his Northwoods home. Retirement is still a ways off for Anna Rivera, who I reached at her own Mercer area house.
I'm always thankful when I look outside and all I see are trees. I'm just thankful that I can do this.
Rivera owns a company that offers railroad safety classes to contractors.
Expect train movement on any track at any time in any direction. Can everyone please repeat that out loud?
I listened in on one of the classes last month.
How about this picture? What's wrong with this picture?
They're not wearing reflective gear.
That's right. No PPEs, right? All right. Good job. Good job.
Rivera runs the company from her Mercer home, faithfully tracking and teaching federal regulations to people doing work near railroads.
A lot of rules that are all in place because somebody lost their life. The rules are very strict, and it's because somebody lost their life.
She used to do a lot of travel, but the pandemic has moved most classes to Zoom.
The people that invented Zoom came around at the right time in history. They are just phenomenal. I'm so happy.
On the side, Rivera invented, patented, and started selling a pillowcase for travel pillows.
I don't know if you can see that, but the tag says Lucky Case. And it's beautiful, and it's got a little shamrock on it.
None of what she does would be possible without a good internet connection, which she has.
That is just mandatory.
But soon enough, she thinks, people will get the message that they don't have to choose between living in the rural Northwoods and working remotely.
I just think that a lot of people probably don't realize that they can move up north and work out of their house.
In Kelly Klein's eyes, the faster that word gets out, the better.
I started arguing, you know, this remote work thing can really work for our area. I realized these are really pretty good jobs. In economic development, we always talk about creating jobs, right?
Klein is in charge of the Iron County Development Zone. Many economic developers like him used to see luring in industry as the future, but that's changing. Now, attracting remote workers seems like a much more promising plan.
We found that chasing smokestacks really didn't work, right? You can spend a lot of time and a lot of money going out and trying to attract a business to move into your area. And the success rate is very, very small.
Klein recognizes that improving rural broadband across Iron County is key to the new mission. The county now has 12 fixed wireless towers, some so popular they're maxed out on customers. Efforts to improve coverage are in the works. Gary Tyson spends a lot of his time these days on photography, not World Bank issues. He retired a dozen years ago as one of the only telecommuters at the organization. But the World Bank has pursued a trend Iron County hopes to follow. About 2,000 of the agency's staff now work remotely. For WXPR's Employed, I'm Ben Meyer in Mercer. Program support comes from Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, a catalyst for economic prosperity in the Northwoods region of Wisconsin, operating in eight counties and three tribal nations. Grow North is currently focusing on workforce cultivation, housing, Northwood's rural prosperity, and broadband solutions. More information about getting involved is online at grownorth.org.